It's Friday, the 15th of January 2010, and I'm back down in the studio. It's 10:15 in the evening, and I'm just about ready to go to bed. And basically, the thrust of this thing is kind of radio-y, really, I guess. I've learned quite a lot over the last couple of days, most notably that a couple of new radio stations have emerged. One's called The Swish, and the other one's called Gravity. And you can go to heartheswish.com to listen to one and lovegravity.com for the other one. They're both internet-only stations, and they both seem to follow very much commercial formats. I listened to The Breakfast Show this morning, which was completely music, so obviously automated. And it was typical, you know, the usual kind of boilerplate branding where you get a sort of a very heavily processed voice and some whizzes and things like that. And even the Good Times Great Oldies brand, which I remember from when I was working in Classic Gold a long time ago. And it was reasonable, I suppose. Can't complain too much. If you don't mind that sort of thing, I guess it's just got fewer adverts and less sort of this horrible, cringeworthy, battle of the sexes style breakfast thing going on. So can't complain. Anyway, that's one thing. And there's another station which is even more eclectic, called SomaFM.com. And when you go there, it's publicly funded, so obviously it's built on donations. And when you go there, you can see 8 or possibly even 10 radio stations with various different musical styles, pretty much electronic and kind of synthesized rather than acoustic and classical or anything like that. But if you like your electronic music, that's certainly a good place to go, and it makes a very good soundtrack to my working life, unless it's something a little bit too much, in which case I need to turn it down just in case my colleagues get a bit bothered. But SomaFM.com, SomaFM.com is a really good station. So that's kind of increased my listening quite substantially. What I've noticed is I popped onto radiofeeds.co.uk, which is kind of the directory I use to find not least the sort of streaming URLs for radio stations, is they only feature radio stations that are actually on the air as well. So these internet-only stations, short of being advertised elsewhere, you know, Google and the like, are never going to really show their faces. There's another one called streamingradio.co.uk, though I don't know if it's on Sky. Play 1 and Play 2 died. They stopped transmitting towards the end of last year. And so it's an interesting industry. And certainly I was trying to work out, something I'm going to do over the weekend is work out how much it would cost, including PPL and PRS licensing, to run a radio station with, say, 250 listeners, and how much advertising revenue you need to put in. That's completely aside from the costs of running the station, be it with electricity and net usage, and of course paying your presenters if they need to be paid. But that's an interesting kind of concept, because I know people are interested, certainly at work, running little radio stations of their own, because I think mainstream is so set in its mould that subversion is sometimes the best way to deal with these things. What else have I learned? Oh yes, the other thing I've been interested in doing for a little while, and this has piqued my interest every now and then, is I'm very much into podcasts, and I've been trying to find a way I can get it so it logs on a blog or Twitter the podcast I've listened to today on a particular day. And I discovered that when I sync my iTunes, there's a particular XML file which contains my whole iTunes library, and it contains podcasts, so you can find a little tick box that says podcast, and it also says when it was last played, so I can sort of search through there, whisk through there, look for that podcast that were played since I last uploaded it, and generate a little blog entry, just as I do with my Twitter account, because I like to archive it, because Twitter only remembers the last something like 2,000 tweets. And for bloggable photos and things like that, which save me having to type in long entries, or at least form the basis of entries. It's really weird, because I went to Media UK to do mediauk.com, which is James Quidland's site. Fantastic bloke. He's very much into sort of getting knowledge from one place to another. And I wrote an email saying that these stations had come online. And when I got a response back saying your email's been sent off, it didn't just say your email's been sent, it said, and this is along with 25 others that have been sent. It's kind of like extra information, which I really like. That's the kind of thing I'm trying to do. Obviously, it's only to serve myself. But, it keeps me eye in, and it keeps me programming and stuff like that. All in all, then, it's been a bit of a geeky end to the week, but an enjoyable nonetheless, and I've got some family time coming up. I'm feeling good, so I'm going to look forward to a reasonably relaxing weekend, which will be playing with XML files. So I shall speak to you maybe tomorrow, let you know how I'm getting on. Until then, bye-bye.